Music and Booze with Mo is produced and distributed by Eats Drinks TV, a service of the Center for Culinary Culture, home of the Cocktail Collection, and First Reel Entertainment, and is available wherever fine podcasts can be heard. The Center for Culinary Culture, telling the story of food and drink, one taste at a time. Welcome to Music and Booze with Mo. I'm Mo Herms, and I've worked in the music industry most of my life, so have met some pretty amazing musicians over the years. I also love a good cocktail, and I've encountered some really interesting bartenders as well. It seems that there is a lot of crossover, so when I can, I like to talk to musicians and bartenders about music and booze. Join us at the bar, won't you? Music and Booze with Mo is brought to you by Barkeeper, a head shop for cocktail lovers, located at 614 North Hoover Street in Silver Lake, Los Angeles. Stop by for barware, vintage glassware, a carefully curated collection of spirits, and one of the most impressive selections of bitters anywhere. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for information regarding spirits tastings. That's barkeepersilverlake.com. And also in the Virgil Village neighborhood of Silver Lake, Los Angeles. On this episode, I'll be talking to Ash Murray, who is the head bartender as well as the playlist maker, music mood provider over at Minneapolis's Meteor Bar. It's one of those legendary spots opened by musicians and full of very, very music-minded people. Ash started in the coffee world and then they changed over into booze, which is something that tends to work out really well. So let's talk with them about their journey through coffee and into alcohol and spirits and what they've learned along the way. And then just falling into this role of being sort of the house DJ at Meteor.
Yeah, my name is Ash and I work at Meteor in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Meteor is kind of legendary in my world anyway. I know it was opened by music people. I believe the owners are both musicians, right? Were they both working musicians or come from music industry?
Yes. So when Meteor opened, there were two owners. We just have the one now, Rob Jones. The other person left the business. And they were both like long-term veterans in the bar hospitality industry. And also played in bands for a long time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, do you also play in a band? Do you have music?
Not
background?
At all.
I wondered how much of that.
Probably never will.
So yeah. You're like me, even though there's a guitar in the background, don't ask me to play anything on it.
100%. Yeah.
I wondered, since they were so music focused on this particular space when they opened it up, if they were maybe, you know, kind of trying to make sure their team was also coming from a musical background. But you, I know, you're the head bartender, right?
I am the head bartender, yes.
Head bartender, but you also put together the music for the space.
Yeah, I do put together a number of the playlists that we have in the bar, or especially for if we're doing an offsite event or if we have like a special party going on, something mm-hmm. like that. So, but I will say we don't exclusively listen to playlists
yeah.
in the bar, but I do have like a strong influence.
And so how did you wind up in that role at Meteor, considering the value that this is an audible podcast only, so no one can see that there's a really cute cat that just walked into the frame, and I am very cat like forward. So yeah. but yeah, how did you find yourself in that role? It's such a music centric place that seems like it would be kind of there'd be a little bit of trust put in you to take that on.
Definitely. I just asked, right? I forget what it was. I'm sure that it was like an event that we were doing, and I was like, hey, I want to put together a playlist for this. I think that I can do it well, right? And so I feel like that was probably the first trial run to be like, all right, how's this going? How's this working? And then like I do love making a playlist, not just necessarily for the bar, but just in my own off time, like in my own life. I think it's fun to be like, here's the vibe, here's the influence, like let's spin off of that and see what we can do. So it just sort of like naturally happened because I wanted it to, and it worked out.
Did you ever DJ in the
And then there
past?
are no,
No.
definitely not. Yeah, and then I also like a bunch of people at the bar have an interest in music and really great music taste and like an investment in like what the vibe is in the bar and how it sounds. So I have been able to like collaborate with some of my other bartenders where it's like, okay, you and I are doing this event, like you and I are gonna tag team this. And then it is very fun when you're like working in the bar and like you and one other person worked on this playlist together, and you can like look at each other from across the room and be like, I see you, I know that you did this, like this checks out 100%. So like it's fun to have that sort of like playful banter with
But
a couple
musically.
just like that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. So that means that you must at least have been a music nerd your whole life.
I don't know. I feel like I was kind of an average teen, right? That was like burning mix CDs to play in their car while they
Is
drove around with
that
their
the art?
friends.
Well, I guess we did make mixtapes all the time. So, well, what kind of stuff were you burning onto that CD to drive around as the average teen? Which
Oh my God,
I
as an
doubt you were
average
an
teen.
average teen,
Sure. I
but
know. I was like I'm in my 30s, so I was really into like the Shins and Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips. Like I had like that whole phase in my high school years, and then I definitely went through more of like a punk and metal phase in my like early 20s. And now so to back up, I think like during like pre-vaccine COVID, like full shutdown, that was a lot of me just like in my house by myself. So I was listening to a lot of music at that time and very much dabbling into like maybe genres that I hadn't spent much time focusing on, right? So that was definitely a time where I was like, I'm just gonna listen to like this whole dis this like an entire discography of someone I've maybe never paid attention to because I have all day to do it. Like I could work on one puzzle and listen to this one person all day. But you know, that's in like my personal world, right? So I've worked in the hospitality industry for a long time. Before I was working in bars, I was working in coffee shops. And so like there's always been that like that additional role to that industry of like you have to have music on, right? So in some spaces, like someone else controlled that music, or it was maybe a little more corporate. So like none of us that were in-house were able to control that. But I've definitely worked in plenty of independent places where it's like whoever's clocked in, you guys figure out what it's gonna sound like in here. So like thinking about how the space sounds is something that I've been doing for a long time in like WAR Network.
That's super important. I spent a period of time where I was programming music for various restaurants and bars and gyms and things like that. And you do have to be really aware of, each space, like even how the space is constructed. Like, what are the building materials? How's the music going to sound in that room? What
Oh,
kind of
for sure.
people are coming in here? What kind of mood do they need? It's so important to do that. So that's really interesting that you just kind of found yourself in a place of curating essentially mood music for people, in
Oh,
different spaces.
absolutely. Yeah.
So you'd been doing that before you landed at Meteor and fell into it as well.
Yeah, you know, Meteor was just a really great opportunity to like explore this thing that I was interested in of like making these playlists intentionally. And Meteor is such a small bar that we all have like a lot of ownership in the space, and we're an independent business, so there's also a lot of room for just like self-expression in the space.
That's
So yeah,
awesome. That's so
it's been great.
fortunate to be able to have like a space. There's a lot of talk of hospitality, to me, bars in particular, but it can always be cafes and restaurants as being that third space, the place that's not home, that's not work. Of course, for you, it's work, but providing that third space for
Right.
people to go where they can just kind of hang out and enjoy the vibes and everything like that. And for a small spot like Meteor, it just sounds like you guys have really like honed in on that to make it something that you all love, but get the people that will love it too to be able to be there and just hang there and be part of the community.
For sure. Yeah. That's definitely something that I'm like very proud of with Meteor is that we have so many regulars, right? Like every day we'll see like it, probably anywhere from like 5 to 12 folks that we see on a regular basis.
That's so
And
great.
that's like, yeah, for a small bar and like we're a little out of the way, it just reinforces that like what we're doing is working really well. Like the space feels really good. The people that are in the space and the people that are working there are like nice to be around, like people keep coming back for a reason, and that's just like such a high compliment, right?
So what is your mood there? I'm sure there are multiple moods that Meteor has. That has to be the way. You've got like happy hour time and you've got late night time and all of that. So
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure you've I know how it goes. So you've constructed this. So what are some of the moods of Meteor that you've created for people?
Sure. I generally love something that has a bit of like a groove or a bop to it, which is maybe like a personal want. Like, I feel like I move better throughout the space when I can kind of like bop along to whatever's going on. But yeah, earlier in the day, probably like a little slower, a little smoother, a little quieter for sure. Like, the crowd at 4:30 on a Wednesday is definitely different than the crowd at like 11:30 on a Saturday night. So yeah, like that's a very like Ash vibe of sort of like slow and groovy. But it really depends on who's working too, right? Like Rob, if he's opening the bar that day, like it's 100% gonna be punk rock, which is great. Like that's very his vibe. And then yeah, like later on in the night, again, it depends on what the bar is like. Sometimes it's a whole bar full of like first dates, right? So it's like, all right, like let's have something that's like, maybe kind of like swanky or sexy and like maybe not too distracting. But sometimes it'll be like kind of a full like party bar sort of vibe. So then it's like, all right, like let's go. Let's put on some like fancy shit and like crank this up and like get the energy like up here, having a good time.
We know when to put the 90s on, like at our bar. And I remember being there, and I mentioned to you, I was a little older than you. And I remember being there one time, and what did we throw on? Basket Case by Green Day, I think, came on.
Oh, yeah.
And that entire bar was singing, just singing that whole, and it was so cool. I wasn't expecting it at all. And I was like, one, okay, I'm old. Two, this is awesome. I love that everybody, like the entire place, our place only holds about 45, 50 people. So just the entire place was just so excited. And once a couple people started singing, then it was just infectious. The whole place did. So it was just so great to just have that energy and excitement in there. And of course, everyone's done and they're all like, just they don't know each other, but they're all best friends now,
Yeah, right? Like
because
they
they
just
just
had
have
this moment for sure.
totally,
That's very
totally.
cute. I love that.
You've got to have moments like that that have happened at Meteor.
Oh yeah,
I'm
100%.
sure.
Like, I can't think of any particular song at this moment, but like that has 100% happened where it's like a song came on and like maybe I switched it to this playlist or to this song, and then like Yeah, half the room is like scream singing with it. And you're just like, oh man, I love this and I feel really guilty at the same time.
I
But like, we're just gonna ride it out. Like, this is the
Totally.
moment.
Scream singing is the best because it's so
Yeah.
exciting. Everyone's so excited. They can't
They're
help
so
themselves.
excited.
I love that. So you mentioned that you've been in hospitality for a long time already. So how about the bartending side of it? When did you get involved in bartending? What led you there after
Oh, sure.
cafes and such?
I mean, that's how I got there. I was working in coffee, and someone that I knew through the coffee shop that I was working at the time came in and was like, "Hey, I work at this bar now. Do you want to do basically the same job but at nighttime and make like twice as much money?" And I was
Isn't
like,
that
"100%, I would
interesting?
love to do that." Yeah,
Right?
like I was.
I've only learned, I'm not a coffee drinker. I've only learned recently, I'm gonna let you go. I just have to throw this out there, that the world of coffee and just creating those drinks, all the different, is like so relatable to making cocktails.
Oh,
And that's
100%.
not something I even conceived of because I don't drink coffee. I'm not a coffee person, you know?
Sure.
And but then when someone started telling me that, I'm like, oh, I guess if I think about it a little bit, yeah, that totally makes sense. So that was how you got lured in. They're like, it's like the same thing except nighttime with booze.
Yeah, 100%. Like it wasn't on my radar to like work in bars at that time. This was in 2015. Like earlier when I was younger, I remember trying to get a job as a bartender and just like getting shot down places. And I was like, okay, like whatever, maybe this just isn't what I'm
Your
gonna be
thing.
doing, right? So I like ended up in coffee, not necessarily because I was trying to get there, like I just ended up there. Yeah, like going and working in a cocktail bar did have a ton of crossover, right? Like you're talking about beverages in a really similar way. Like the pace is really high. The team is generally small. You're like doing a lot of prep work, kind of like, you wear many hats, right? So yeah, I was working in coffee, and then I started at Marvel Bar in late 2015, which, if you're familiar or if you're not familiar, it was a well-known like high-end cocktail spot here in Minneapolis.
So you went fancy.
I did. I like immediately went into like a very cool bar, which was wonderful. Like I learned a lot there. Like the bar was set very high for just like expectations and execution. It was a really small team, which like I love working on a small team because you're just able to like really work on your relationships with each other, right? Like you spend so much time with each other, you rely on each other a lot. So if there's not that many of you have a lot of time to like build those relationships and like strengthen your communication and all that. So yeah, I started bar backing there, having like absolutely no idea what anything was behind the bar or like what anyone was talking about. I did that for a while, worked into serving for a bit. And this was like just a cocktail bar. So we had like, we had some booze and tables and then a bunch of bar seats, but we didn't have any food. So it was just talking to people about cocktails all the time. It's like you've been to cocktail bars. If you're not in the industry or like a big hobbyist, there's so many words on a cocktail menu that you have no idea what they
Oh,
are. So yeah,
And
it's
I
a
do
lot of,
go all the time, and I still walk in there and I'm like, what is this? What is
yeah,
this
what are all
ratchet?
these words?
Like,
And like, also just tell me like what this cocktail is, right? Because if I tell you all these ingredients, that doesn't really give you an idea of what this cocktail is. So yeah, that was a really good way for me to like dial in that service and like how I talk about cocktails to
That
people.
sounds like a crash course, you know, basically. But I suppose it was good you were bar backing at first because you were probably learning.
Yes, what all this stuff is. And then I like left the bar for a while and I got like a 9 to 5 desk job because
Oh.
I thought that I needed to have like a grown-up job, right? And so I got out of the bar. I did that for maybe like a year or so, and I hated it every day.
You know, my
And
sister's worked in hospitality her entire life, and she did the same thing. She like pulled out for about a year and a half and just couldn't. She's like, no, I
you
can't.
gotta
This
find
lifestyle's
that.
not for me.
This lifestyle is not for me. Yeah, I was like, I hate commuting. I hate standing at a computer all day. I don't want to talk on the phone. I don't want to answer emails. Like, I just every day like waited for the day to be over. And I was like, this is a horrible waste of time. Like, this is not how I want to spend my life. Like, I like going to work, and I want to continue like liking work, right? So I ended up going back to Marvel because I loved that job very much, and all the same people were still there, and they
Yay.
needed someone at the time. So yeah, I like went back to this job that I loved very much, which was really fun. And then a couple months later, it was like, March 2020,
Oh, and the
and
world
Marvel
changed.
closed. Yeah, and everything changed. And Marvel closed, and I was unemployed for like a year, and then Tyler, who's the bar manager at Meteor, was also one of my managers at Marvel.
Oh,
So when things
cool.
started reopening, I hit him up and was like, hey, I would like to have a job at Meteor if you would have me. So I came on there about 2.5, almost 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So really, you only worked at two bars.
I've only worked in these two
You worked
bars,
at these two
100%.
bars, but you like had amazing like learning experiences and just overall experiences at both of them. That's incredible. So when you were learning over at Marvel, like, I mean, one thing that for me anyway, and I'm definitely on the enthusiast side, I have so much respect for bartenders, and I always say, as I do musicians, because you both do things that I'm too intimidated to do. Like, I feel like, oh, I won't be able to do it right. It'll fail. People won't like it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, bartenders, just the pace that you guys move at, the things you guys create. I'm just always in awe of when a great cocktail is made. I'm just like, I can't believe you guys just did that. I can't believe you came up with this. And it's something that I will not dishonor the service by trying to do it myself, you know. But when you're there, I know for myself, it's definitely been a learning curve. For me, I've always been a fan of spirits, but not. I used to be called the drinkiest non-drinker that people knew because I never like them trashed or anything, but I like to learn it because I like flavors and tastes. So when you were learning all of that, what were some early things that kind of blew your mind? We were just sort of like, you know, maybe you're diving into the world of agaves or rums because rums are just like ridiculous. Gin, ridiculous. You know, what kind of stuff when you were first starting out were you discovering for yourself new favorites, new flavors, stuff like that?
Oh, geez. Yeah. I
You
mean,
can
I
think
went
back
in
that far.
like, oh, for sure. I went in not knowing very much, right? Like, I wasn't drinking very many cocktails at places. Like, oh, a whiskey sour in my world was still like Sprite and cherries, right? Like, in a plastic cup with a couple of those really tiny, like two thin straws.
I started with the most Dayglo Midori sours that you could imagine. That was like
100%.
where I kicked off, you know?
Yeah. So I was just learning like everything. And, like, I'm lucky that I had so many like great spirits to try at that time, and like so many really like thoughtful cocktails on the menu. So yeah, I definitely went from like 0 to 60 at Marvel. And a lot of the folks that had worked there had been in the industry for a long time, had been at Marvel maybe like since day one or for a very long time. So there was always opportunities to just be like, hey, let's try a thing together for a minute, right? And like, you have a moment, let's have this thing, let's try it, let's talk about it, let's see what it's like. I definitely thought that like vermouths and amaros were very cool things. Like, that was just something that hadn't ever thought about, right?
Right? I know those modifiers, right? I'm like spacing
Yeah,
out right now.
like
I'm like,
they're
what?
incredible.
Yeah. I mean, amaros were something that when I started learning about those, I was just like, wow, there's like thousands of these in this category, and they're so different. There's such an immense variety there. There's so much, opportunity there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So you dove into that, huh?
Yeah, I think that those were the things that I was maybe the most surprised by, right? And then I've definitely gotten more and more interested in rums as time goes by. Because again, I just like had no exposure to it, right? So just learning about all of these different like styles of rums from all these different places, like they all contain like they taste so different,
I
and
know
some of them are
it's a
like
really crazy
very wild.
category.
Yeah, it is. It's like such a broad category. So yeah, that's probably still like a those are probably still both like spirits categories that I have the most interest in.
Do you remember like an early cocktail that you mastered and you were like, yes, when you were first starting to make cocktails for customers, anything that was especially trying? So I've had someone say like, oh, my first zombie, for example, when I got that right, because you have to get it just balanced perfectly. Otherwise it's way too boozy,
That's a great question because like there was so much structure at Marble. So like everything there was a very much an emphasis that like every cocktail needs to be exactly the same. Like every time this cocktail leaves the well, it needs to be exactly like this. So, I spent plenty of time like in the well, like straw testing stuff or and like serving and knowing that like this is the wash line on this cocktail, this is the color that it's supposed to be, like this is how much maybe like aeration it's supposed to have. So, there's a lot of like visual cues that tell you if the cocktail is right or not, like right out the gate.
Since you were trained in this very structured way, that when it came time for you to create your own cocktails, how was that process for you? Because I mean, like, for example, there are some formulas that bounce around, and it's like essentially always making riffs on riffs. That can be an
Oh,
easy thing to
100%.
do, right? It's so
Yeah,
easy. You're like, okay,
absolutely.
here's, oh, this isn't a spicy margarita, it's a whatever. So then when it came time for you to create your own things, how was that process for you? Did you feel like you were kind of untethered at that moment?
Yes and no, because like I still absolutely
I'd
take
be
in
terrified.
I still absolutely take influence from maybe like cocktails from other bars or from previous menus at Meteor or like classics that are out there, right? Like you can't ignore like those tried and true frameworks, right? Like they're there, they work for a reason. Like start here and see where it takes you. And like I don't know. I love like making a horrible cocktail, and being like, damn, like I really fucked this one up. Like I, obviously like don't serve this to someone, but
But
it's
lesson
we
learned.
want to be so good, right? And so like when you make something so bad, it's just like humbling and you're like, goddamn, all right, like yeah, it's a fun
But you can learn
experience.
from that. When you make
You
it so
absolutely
bad,
learn
you're
from
just
it.
like, okay, I know exactly what I did that made this totally disgusting.
Because making something that's like average or mediocre, like that's easy, But like making something horrible, you're just like, oh God. No, I definitely like I love structure. So it's there are some moments here and there when I'm like, all right, let's just like let loose a little bit. Like we at Meteor, we always have what we call a shot of the moment. And it's just like It's basically punch that we sell as shots, right?
Okay.
Because we're not very good at like party shots. Like if you order a green tea shot in my bar, like I do not know what that is, and I don't think I have the stuff for it. So I'm always like, how about the shot of the moment, right? Because it's like
Yeah,
honestly,
that's
it's ready to
good.
go. It's $4, like let her rip. And
Because really, they
I,
just want a shot at that
they just
point.
want a
They
shot
just
of
want a shot.
something that's like not straight spirit, right? They just
That's
want like
smart.
a
That's
mixed
very
shot.
smart.
It's great. And I love making the shot of the moment because I swear to God, I don't measure a goddamn thing. I'm just like picking up bottles
Just
and
like
like
whoosh,
syrups
whoosh.
and juices and whatever, and 100% just like pouring it all into a big pot
Oh my God, that's
and
so
just being
funny.
like, this is going to get where I want it to go in the end. But like it just feels so good for someone that like loves to follow the rules and have so much structure to just like dump stuff in is amazing. Like
I love it.
it's very rewarding for
Have
me.
you ever been to
So
Vegas?
once when I was too young to be there.
Okay, to be drinking. So, well, I was
No,
there.
I was like
I
21, so like too
okay.
young and could be drinking.
I grew up not too in San Diego, which is a short drive really to Vegas. So we went there a little too often when we were young. But this place I'm about to tell you about, I only have known about as an adult. It's a Double Down Saloon, and they have a shot they serve there called Ass Juice.
Oh God.
It's kind of that same vibe. It's different every single time. You don't know if it's going to be good or not. Everyone jokes around that they make it from just the swill that comes out of the mats, but we know
Sure.
that's not true because I've had
Yeah.
it and it just tastes like a boozy punch.
Yeah.
And so you just made me think of that. Like it's like you don't know what you're gonna get. It's the shot of the
Yeah.
moment. I mean, but you're right. People just want a shot at that point. They just want to do something fun and maybe not get trashed like right away. Something little.
That sounds way scarier than ours. Like ours has direction and it is good, and we
Yes.
tell you what's in it, like 100%.
Well, if you tell them
But
what's in it, that's
yeah.
definitely something. This one you have no idea what's in it, but
Oh, sure.
I have definitely tried it before and it's never been totally disgusting. So I think that they're just trying to like they're very punk rock. It's very like CBGB's vibe inside, old
Sure,
school
sure.
CBGB's. So I think they're just trying to like intimidate you into like,
I
yeah,
get
you want to try this. So
that.
since you've there have to be like a couple cocktails you've created that you've become really proud of. You know, as head bartender over at Meteor, has anything come to mind?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I participated in a like local punch competition at this sommelier event
Ooh.
a few months ago, which was really fun because like everyone competing in the punch competition was all like bartenders that I know, right? So it's
Nice.
cute to just like be with your friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did a punch with like figs and sherry
Yum.
and vermouth, a little rye whiskey, and then two different types of tea, rooibos and lapsang.
Wow,
Yeah,
that sounds
lapsang is like
amazing.
pretty smoky. Yeah, it was very good. And
Yeah.
then just like a splash of lemon to give it just enough acid. And then I won the punch competition. And so
Yes.
I came back to Rob and I was like, all right, let's put it on the menu. Like clearly people liked it. So that's currently on the menu at Meteor. It's called Fig Papa. And
Nice.
that's also is like a very like on brand cocktail for like stuff that I like to drink. I was kind of nervous. Like I don't really do competitions, so I was nervous going into it. And I was like, you know what? I just want to make a thing that I think is good, and
Yeah.
then we're just gonna go from there. And that punch did take influence from a Marvel cocktail called the Smoke and Wine, that was like smoky and winey. And I was like,
Wow.
I want to play off of those things, and but also like make it more of a punch. And then for a while I had, or like on one of our menus, we do two permanent menus a year at Meteor, I should
Oh,
say.
wow. Okay.
So we have a spring summer and a fall winter,
Makes
and both of
sense.
those are like full menu flips.
Oh, wow.
And we haven't done any menus that are like the greatest hits yet.
Yeah.
But we talk about maybe doing that because that would be
Yeah.
like a cute concept for us. So yeah, a few menus ago I had this like Mezcal Old Fashioned style cocktail on the menu, that had Mezcal, Cookie Americano, Shtabentune, which is like a honey anise liqueur. So just like a little bit of that. And then hibiscus tea,
Oh, that sounds
served like in a
wonderful.
low ball on a big rock. Yeah, it was
That
cool.
sounds
I really liked
delicious.
that cocktail. And it was like really bright pink, but also like drank like an old
I
fashioned.
was going to
I
say, it
thought was
just gives
really fun.
punch of color to something spirit forward. You know, I
100%.
when hibiscus shows up, I'm really excited, and I'm an agave girl, so you kind of had me as soon as you said mezcal. That sounds
Well, if you're ever
delicious.
in town, I'll make
Yeah,
you
I know. We'll dredge it
one.
up. I'll get a secret greatest hit. That's amazing. Well, this question I think I forewarned you about, but have you had the opportunity to name any drinks after like a song or a band or be inspired by music, since you are the music person as well over there?
We had a whole like metal themed
Yeah.
menu like a few menus ago.
Yeah.
So all
Everyone
of
took part in that, I bet.
yes, all of our
Yeah.
menus are collaborative, right? And so we all contribute like our cocktail concepts for each menu and then like R&D as a team.
Oh,
So like
cool.
everyone's got cocktails on the menu, which is very cool.
That's awesome.
Again, tying back to that like ownership in a space,
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's very good for
Well, let
us.
me ask, if it was a metal theme, did you guys come up with the theme and then make the drinks to match it? You say, okay, this is going to be like metal.
Well, yeah,
What?
we came up with like the theme for the menu, and then the cocktails aren't necessarily like metal themed, right? And like I swear to God, naming cocktails is the hardest part.
I
And
know, I
so
always hear that. Yeah.
yeah, that's all of us just being like, all right, like we have this thing, what do we call it? And maybe having like a couple iterations, like oh yeah, so this was the menu that I had that like mezcal old-fashioned
Oh,
hibiscus thing on.
what was that drink
And
called? Do you, I mean, you know what
well,
it is.
I wanted to call it Play Loose, which is like a line from that like Jennifer Page one-hit wonder. And then it ended up being called Loose and Lethal, which I forget the song that that came from.
But it does
But
sound more metal.
it was more metal for sure. It was not yeah, from a like a girly pop song. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys have dabbled in that. I would think over at Meteor that there would be that would come up because, you know, it's such a music is such an important part of that space, you
For sure.
know. So, okay, well, I think that's probably a lot of good stuff here. And we can wrap it up if you want. You have any, unless you
Great,
had
great.
something you wanted to tell people about Meteor, like why they want to get there. I always ask for the socials at this point, you know, like for the bar, for yourself, if you want to be followed on the socials.
Oh, geez.
Do you
Yeah.
remember them? I know what I do that all the time. I'm
The
like, let me
socials for
pull up
the
my
bar, I
phone.
can pull up. Yeah. Yeah, definitely come see what we're doing over at
You're not all
Meteor.
snowed in all the time, are you? You guys are up in Minneapolis, so
Okay, it is like 50 degrees right now. It
are you
is
kidding?
insane. We have no snow at all. People
I
are out in their goddamn shorts. Like, it
always think of
is.
Minneapolis as being like the Alaskan tundra because I'm from Los
No.
Angeles. So anytime, you know, to me it's like terrifying. But
It
that's
should be really cold right now. It
it's
is
February.
way too warm.
Yeah,
But
well,
we'll take it.
we're having atmospheric rivers in Los Angeles. So, you know, I mean, the world's not changing. No, let's not worry
It's
about
super fine. Yeah.
it. It's
We're
so
not
fine.
stressed. Okay,
Get to
so yeah,
Minneapolis, come to Meteor, follow.
follow Meteor underscore MPLS on Instagram.
Sweet.
That's where we post about any like cocktail specials, events that we're doing. We're always doing like pop-ups or fun stuff
That's
with
awesome.
other bars or brands in
I
town.
was gonna say you get guest bartenders a lot over at your spot, right?
Not
Or from
necessarily
time to
guest
time.
bartenders,
Oh, okay.
but more so like spirit
Got
reps
it.
or folks like that we'll have
Yeah.
around. And then we've done some takeovers at places in town, or like we did
That's
a
awesome.
pop-up in Chicago last year. So
Yay. I
yeah,
love the
we're always doing stuff
camaraderie.
like
That's
that.
great. That's
It's
great.
great.
Should people follow you on Instagram? Or are you private?
No, I
Nope.
really don't post anything about
Perfect. That's
the bar.
perfect. Then Meteor MLP MPLS is perfect.
MPLS.
So I did have one last question. And This is usually the tough one. So you feel free to like bow out, but it's the pairing one. It's the what are you listening to and what are you drinking question. So if it's the end of your day, or maybe you're just sitting at work or something, what are you sipping on and what do you want to be listening to?
Oh, sure. I'm not a huge drinker myself. Like, I
Yeah.
would always way rather have a cup of coffee,
Yeah, see,
like,
that
at
counts.
any time of day. Yeah.
Remember, drinky,
So,
non-drinker here, or drinkiest, not so much drinky.
yeah. I love a cup of coffee. And then an album that I've been listening to a lot right now. What's it called? It's called Changing Light, and the band is Ironsides.
Oh, cool.
It's all just like instrumental stuff. It kind of makes you sound, it kind of sounds like you're in like a, I don't know, like a spy movie a little bit.
Ooh,
So
I love
it's great,
that.
just like background noise that's not distracting.
Oh, I like it. I can't wait to check that out. I always love good instrumental recommendations, but I
Oh, yeah.
love spy music. There's like spy jazz, there's like kind of that 60s mod spy sound or
Yeah.
like
It sounds
that.
just like that, but it
Oh, I
came
love
out
it.
last year. So,
Yay. Oh, I'm so excited to listen to that. Well, thank you so much, Ash. It was so wonderful talking to you about all this stuff. Don't go away.
thanks for having me.
Thank you so much to Ash for sharing their journey from coffee to spirits and all the wonderful things learned in between. And Ash, you're going to have to admit it, you're a DJ now. Anybody who can put together playlists for moods, that makes you a DJ. And if you want to hear one of their playlists, we've got one over on the Music and Booze Spotify page. And very special instructions, when you get to Ash's playlist, do not shuffle. It was meant to be listened to from start to finish because it's creating a mood, right? This is the old school way of doing it, and I highly, highly approve. So if you want to follow Meteor on the Instagrams, again, that is Meteor underscore MPLS for Minneapolis, and you can follow there, see any special events that are popping up. And if you happen to be in the area and pop by, please go in and say hello to Ash for me. Music and Booze with Mo is brought to you by The Mermaid, a cozy neighborhood bar with an aquatic flair in the Little Tokyo area of downtown LA. Open 7 days a week, featuring tropical cocktails and snacks, The Mermaid also has a daily happy hour from 5 to 8 p.m. Follow The Mermaid on Instagram at TheMermaidLA to hear about upcoming events and check them out at themermaidla.com. Head to 428 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, for a drink. Thank you for tuning in to our barroom chats on Music and Booze with Mo. For more info about today's guest, or if you want to connect with me, check out my Facebook page, Mo Herms. Please subscribe to the podcast and feel free to tell all your friends about it. While you're there, give the show a rating and a review. It really helps to get the word out. If you want to hear the playlists our guests have curated, search She Be Mo on Spotify, SHEBMO. Find pictures of the interviewees and the cool stuff they create on the Music and Booze with Mo Instagram account. Lower your expectations and join us at the bar. Till next time, cheers.